由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to this program.
我们很开心你今天能够再次收听《天路导向》。
We are continuing in the series of messages on the Lord's Prayer.
今天我们要继续分享主祷文这个的系列信息。
And today I'm going to talk to you about the special emphasis on the name.
今日我要特别强调名字这个的话题。
Because in biblical culture, names are of uttermost importance.
这个是因为在圣经时代的文化当中，名字是非常重要的。
Names are as significant as the person himself.
名字同这个人的本身是同样的重要的。
Names are not just sentimentality, but are absolute representation and explanation of who you are.
一个人的名字不单只有感情的作用，而且必须代表这一个人的特性和他人生的意义。
In biblical culture, names always have meanings.
在圣经里面的名字往往都有特别的意义。
That meaning often describes the person's character and the roles that he or she should play in life.
他们的名字所代表的含义，时常都会爱来描述这一个人的个性，同埋他在他生活当中所扮演的角色。
Many times God changed people's names and gave them new names to represent who they are to God.
有时神会为他的子民去改名，并且为他赐一个新的名，以表达他们和神的关系。
For example, Abraham became Abraham.
比如说，亚伯兰改名为亚伯拉罕。
It is the same way with God's name.
某程度上同样地，神的名字亦都是一样。
God's name is more than just a title.
神的名字不单单是一个称呼。
God's name represents all that he is.
他的名字可以代表他的一切。
God's name represents his reputation.
他的名字可以代表他的声威。
God's name represents his authority.
他的名字可以代表他的权柄。
God's name represents his nature.
他的名字可以代表他的本质。
God's name represents who he is.
他的名字代表他是谁。
The ancient Hebrews respected the name of God so much that they decided not to write it down.
古代希伯来人很尊重神的名字，他们甚至不将神的名字写出来。
When Moses asked God of his name, God said, My name is I am.
当摩西问神的名字的时候，神说我是自有永有的。
His name is not I was, for he is not only the God of the past.
他的名字不是我过去曾经存在，因为他不单只是过去的神。
His name is not I will, for he is not only the God of the future.
他亦都不是称为我将来会存在，因为他不单只是未来的神。
But I am says that I am he who was and is and will be forever.
但是自有永有的意思就是我过去存在，现在存在，以后永远存在。
The Lord Jesus Christ himself, in trying to emphasize who he is, told the Jews in John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am.
主耶稣在约翰福音第八章五十八节里面对犹太人讲到自己的时候，他强调说，仲未有亚伯拉罕的时候就已经有我。
He was telling them, and he is telling us, that he is the same I am who appeared to Abraham.
佢过去话俾犹太人听嘅嘢，今日照样话俾我哋听。佢就系向阿伯拉罕显现嘅嗰位自由永有嘅主。
He is the same I am who appeared to Jacob.
佢就系嗰位向雅各显现嘅自由永有嘅主。
He is the same I am who appeared to Moses.
佢亦都系嗰位向摩西显现嘅自由永有嘅主。
And now he is appearing in the flesh for all to see.
如今佢同样喺肉身里面向世人显现。
Jesus said, "When you pray, pray in like manner. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name."
耶稣话：你哋祷告嘅时候要咁样讲话，我哋喺天上面嘅父，愿人都尊你嘅名为圣。
The first expression in our prayer life is for the name of our God to be hallowed.
我哋喺祷告嘅时候，第一样嘢要强调嘅就系要尊神嘅名为圣。
God's name should be first and foremost in our minds.
神嘅名字应当喺我哋嘅心中，喺我哋嘅脑海中系居于首位。
Some of you might not like your name, and you cringe when someone calls your name.
可能我哋当中有人唔中意自己嘅名字，甚至有人叫你嘅名字嘅时候，你会感到难为情。
But not so with God.
但系神嘅名并非如此。
What is Jesus saying here about the name of the Father?
耶稣在这里讲天父的名字究竟是有什么意思呢?
He is saying that when we pray, we are saying, Father in heaven, may your person.
他是要告诉我们听，当我们祈祷的时候要说，我们在天上的父亲，愿你的位格。
And your identity.
你的身份。
And your character.
你的品格。
And your reputation.
你的威名。
And your very being.
你的本体。
Be always honored.
永远都要被尊崇。
Hallowed be thy name will mean nothing to you unless you know the character of God.
如果你唔明白神嘅品格，你就唔会明白愿人都尊你嘅名为圣嘅含义。
Hallowed be thy name will mean nothing to you unless you are intended to honor and revere his character.
如果你唔尊崇敬畏神嘅话，你就唔会知道愿人都尊你嘅名为圣代表咗乜嘢。
Hallowed be thy name will mean nothing to you unless you are delighted in his character.
如果你唔以神为乐嘅话，你就唔会明白愿人都尊你嘅名为圣到底系讲紧乜嘢。
You can imagine God's character to be a six-sided cube.
你可以幻想一下神嘅品格就好似一个有六个面嘅立方体。
One side, there is purity, holiness, flawlessness.
第一个面是彰显了神的纯全、圣洁、毫无瑕疵。
On side two, you see an absolute love, compassion and concern.
在当中，我们看到第二个面是充满着神完全的慈爱、怜悯和关怀。
On side three, you see righteousness, justice and impeccability.
在第三个面当中，我们见到神的公义、正直、毫无玷污。
On side four, you see mercy, kindness, and long suffering.
在第四个面当中，我们见到神的宽恕、仁慈和长久的忍耐。
On side five, you see honesty, truth, and dependability.
在第五个面，我们见到神的诚实、纯真和可靠。
On side six, you see faithfulness, understanding, and interest in his children's well-being.
在第六个面，彰显了神对他儿女的信实、理解和眷顾。
Some want to choose his love, but reject his justice.
有些人喜欢神的慈爱，但是否定神的公义。
Some want to accept his compassion and reject his purity.
有啲人去乐意接受神嘅怜悯，但系抗拒神嘅圣洁。
Some want to believe in justice but not in love.
有啲人相信神嘅公正，但系忽略咗神嘅慈爱。
But when you pick and choose, you are not worshiping the God of the Bible.
但系你假如系按照住自己嘅喜好嚟挑三拣四嘅话，你敬拜嘅根本就唔会系圣经里面嘅嗰位神。
To say, Hallowed be thy name, is to accept all of who God is.
你要讲愿人都尊你嘅名为圣嘅时候，你就系要接受上帝嘅全部品格。
Now the word holy means to be set apart or set aside.
圣洁呢一个字就系分别出来或者与众不同嘅意思。
To hallow the name of God is to set him apart for praise and for adoration.
要尊神嘅名为圣，就系要专一咁样去单纯咁样去赞美同埋尊崇神。
To hallow the name of God is to set the name apart for one purpose.
尊神嘅名为圣，就系我哋只有一个目的，就系单单尊崇神嘅名字。
And that purpose is to magnify it and honor it and glorify it.
这个目标就是要让神的名字得着尊崇、敬畏和荣耀。
How do we magnify and glorify God?
我们究竟怎样才能够彰显和荣耀神的名呢？
First, we do it in praise using our hearts and our voices.
第一样我们可以做的就是用我们的心同埋声音去赞美佢。
Secondly, we do it by giving from our substance.
第二样我哋可以做嘅系就系奉献我哋所有嘅物质。
Thirdly, we do it by obeying him in every area of our lives.
第三，我哋就可以喺各个生活嘅方面去顺服神嘅指引。
Fourthly, we do it when we praise God with our voices.
第四，就是当我们开口去赞美祂的时候，就是荣耀祂的圣名。
Someone once said, if you want to see the devil get mad, express thanksgiving to God.
有人说过，如果你想激怒魔鬼的话，就请你开口感谢神啊。
Let's look at the three forms of praising God.
就让我们一起看看赞美神的三种方式。
In words,
用言语去赞美佢
，in giving，
用奉献去赞美佢
，and in obedience，
用信服嚟赞美佢。
In fact, the origin of the word adoration comes from applying the back of the hand to the mouth or kissing the back of the hand。
其实尊崇呢一个词原本有亲吻手背嘅意思。
Kissing the back of the hand is a symbol of deep respect and submission.
其实亲吻手背象征着极其尊重和信服。
Adoration of our Heavenly Father is saying that we recognize your sovereignty over us.
尊崇我们天上面的父就是说我们承认神在我们身上的主权。
We surrender to your power and authority over us.
我们在神的能力和权柄之下完完全全地降服。
We seek your dominion over us.
我们愿意属于神，是愿意被祂管理。
We gladly place you first in our lives.
我们很开心地将神放在我们生活的首位。
We freely submit our will to your will.
我们心甘情愿地信服神的旨意。
That is what praise and adoration is all about.
这一样东西就是赞美和崇敬的最核心的东西。
The very nature of praise is unselfishness.
赞美的其中一个本质就是要除去一切的私心杂念。
The very essence of praise is the decentralization of self.
赞美的精髓就是不以自我为中心。
The very heart of praise is the relinquishing of self or preoccupation with self.
赞美的中心点就是完全舍弃自己，不再将注意力集中在自己身上。
Relinquishing our preoccupation with self renders us to be spiritually healthy.
只有当我们不再将注意力集中在自己身上的时候，我们的灵性才可以健壮起来。
Many people find it difficult to give genuine praise and adoration to the living God in all or any one of these three forms.
很多人都很难在这三方面去献给这位永活的神。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because people are self-centered.
因为人都是以自我为中心的。
We are preoccupied with who we are and not who God is.
我们满脑子都是自我而不是神。
We are more concerned with what people think rather than what God thinks.
我们很在意其他人怎样看我们而不是神怎样看我们。
When King David got carried away in the praising and the adoring of his Lord, and he even danced before the Lord.
当大卫神打赢仗的时候，他曾经试过忘我地赞美神，甚至脱去了自己的上衣，手舞足蹈。
His sour and bitter wife, Michael, the daughter of Saul, lambasted him when he got home.
结果，他那位心中充满苦毒的妻子，就是扫罗的女米甲。当他回到家的时候，就责骂大卫。
She said, "How can you lower yourself before the servants?"
米甲说，你怎可以在神仆面前如此卑贱，这么不自重呢？
David looked at her preoccupation with self-reputation and said, in effect, "There is nothing I would not do in honor of my Lord God."
于是大卫就对他那位被私欲冲昏了头脑的妻子说，只要尊崇我的主，我的神，任何事我都不惜去做。
Jesus is teaching us to pray, saying, "May your name be honored and glorified in us."
耶稣教导我们祈祷说，愿你的名在我们身上得到尊荣。
No wonder the psalmist said that God inhabits the praises of his people.
难怪诗篇的作者说，神以他子民的赞美为居所。
If you do not go to worship with the attitude of praise and adoration of God, you will walk out of there the same way you went in.
假如你不是带着一颗赞美崇敬的心来敬拜神的话，你的生命就得不到造就。
I would like to tell you a few things about the power of praise.
在这里我想跟你分享一下赞美所发出的力量。
Paul and Silas were arrested and were thrown into prison in Philippi.
保罗和西拉曾经在腓立比被捕入狱。
After they were beaten and they were bleeding with their feet in the stocks, they were singing praises to God.
他们被鞭打到遍体鳞伤，他手上、脚上面都上了枷锁。在这个时候，他们唱诗赞美神。
In direct response to their praise and adoration of the name of God, an earthquake shook the entire city.
因为他们赞美尊崇神的圣名，大地都震动了，震撼了整座城。
It tore the prison gate wide open, and the prison warden got converted to Christ.
甚至震开了监狱的门，甚至令狱卒都悔改信了耶稣。
What did praise do?
咁样究竟赞美起咗啲乜嘢嘅作用呢？
Praise shook the ground.
赞美可以使地去震动。
Praise opened the prison door and brought about salvation to the lost.
赞美可以打开监狱嘅门，将救恩带俾失丧嘅灵魂。
Let me give you another example.
让我为你举另外一个例子。
In 2 Chronicles chapter 20,
在历代志下第二十章，
When Jehoshaphat was forced to face the Syrian army,
当南国犹大的约沙法王被迫迎战叙利亚的军队的时候，
There was no way for him to defeat the Assyrians.
他毫无力量去战胜敌人。
He sent the priests ahead of the army.
於是佢派祭司走喺軍隊嘅最前面。
What were the priests doing in the war?
究竟喺一場戰爭當中，祭司能夠做乜嘢呢？
They were singing praises to the name of the Lord.
原來佢哋就係去歌唱去讚美主嘅聖名。
What were the results?
結果有乜嘢嘅結果呢？
185,000 enemy soldiers were defeated without even firing a shot.
完全冇耗費任何嘅兵力，185,000個敵人就全軍覆沒啦。
When Moses got out of Egypt with nearly 2 million complainers and murmurers, they were facing the Amalekites.
當摩西帶領將近200,000鍾意發怨言嘅百姓離開埃及嘅時候，佢哋正喺度面對緊亞瑪力人。
Moses went to the mountaintop and lifted up his rod, which is a posture of praise.
摩西走到山上面，舉起佢嘅杖，讚美神。
As long as his arms were up, God's people had victory.
每当佢举起手嘅时候，以色列人就打赢仗。
When his hands were down, they were defeated.
当佢放低手，佢哋就打输仗。
So Aaron and Hur had to hold his arms up until victory was complete.
于是亚伦同户珥就扶住佢只手，直至以色列嘅军队取得彻底嘅胜利。
Praising the name of the Lord speaks victory to your situation.
赞美主嘅圣名会为我哋嘅境况带嚟胜利。
Psalm 22 verse 3 tells us that God indwells the praises of His people.
诗篇第二十二篇第三节话俾我哋听，神系用佢嘅百姓以色列嘅赞美为宝座为居所噶。
Are you a praising person?
唔知你系咪一个识得赞美嘅人呢？
Do you praise with your lips?
你是不是用你的嘴唇来赞美神呢？
Do you praise with giving of your money back to God?
你会不会以奉献你的金钱给神来赞美他呢？
Do you praise with your conduct?
你会不会用你的行为来赞美神呢？
When Isaiah was privileged to peer into the very presence of God in heaven, he heard them sing, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
当以赛亚有幸睇到天上嘅异象嘅时候，佢听到天上嘅天使、天君咁样唱话：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
Today we hear people who take the name of the Lord in vain.
今日我哋时常听到人会妄称主嘅名。
We hear people who degrade and defile the name of our Lord.
我哋时常都听到人去羞辱、去亵渎主嘅名。
God's character is ridiculed.
佢哋嘲笑神嘅品格。
But do you know why people use the name of the Lord in such blasphemous way?
但系你哋知唔知道点解人经常用呢一种方式嚟亵渎神嘅名字呢？
Because His holiness, purity, and righteousness make the unregenerate heart uncomfortable.
因为神的圣洁、纯全和公义，让那些顽固不肯悔改的人坐立不安。
Because his righteousness and goodness invoke either reverence and awe or hostility and anger.
因为神的公义和善良，一方面可以激发人的敬畏之心，但是反过来会招致人对他的仇恨和怒气。
This is why praise, not only in words, but in giving and in obedience, is power in your life.
所以我们借着开口赞美、奉献和信服，就能够获得生命的能力。
I can bring honor and praise to the name of God by how I conduct my life.
借着我在日常生活里面的言行举止，就可以赞美并且尊崇神的圣名。
Let me explain.
让我解释一下。
You must recognize each day that God's reputation is resting on you.
你必须认识到神的名是不是得到荣耀，是跟你每日的生活有关。
God's reputation is either going to get credited or be discredited by the way you speak and deal with people.
当你与人相处的时候，你的言行举止 会让人睇到神嘅名系得到荣耀定系得到羞辱。
You realize how you can bring praise to His name？
唔知你明唔明白，你点样先可以赞美神嘅名呢
？Some Christians live their lives as if it is a burden。
有一啲嘅基督徒将生活睇成一种重担。
Or they try to keep it as a secret.
或者他们不敢承认自己是基督徒。
They are reluctant to speak of him.
他们不愿意在人前面为神做见证。
Why?
为什么会出现这样的情况呢?
Lest they get accused of being unbalanced religious fanatics.
因为他们怕人家说他是失去理智的宗教狂。
Hallowed be your name.
愿人都尊主的名为圣。
Teenagers often act with ingratitude or lack of appreciation, and that hurts the parents.
青少年时常都因为不明白父母养育之恩而伤了父母的心。
Yet parents know how wonderful it is when children express delight and love and gratitude toward their parents in public.
但是父母知道如果他的孩子能够在大庭广众之下向他们表达他的爱和感激，是非常美妙的事。
Parents want to do even more for their children because of their attitude of gratitude.
因为孩子的懂性，父母可能会更加去痛爱他们。
Grateful children become sheer delight to their parents.
懂得感谢的孩子会成为他们父母的快乐。
The same principle applies in our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
同样我们和天上的父之间亦都是如此。
To honor and uplift his great name produces an immediate response of love in his great heart.
尊崇高举主的名字会能够让我们的天父更加爱我们。
To praise him with your heart and lips.
用你的心和嘴唇去赞美主啦。
To praise him with your giving.
用你的奉献去称谢主啦。
To praise him with your obedience.
用你嘅信服嚟赞美主啦。
Is a sheer delight to the heart of God.
呢啲系全然美丽，系讨神喜悦噶。
The more we are lost in adoration of our God, the more we are blessed and overwhelmed with His loving response toward us.
当我哋越系投身喺对神嘅尊崇当中，我哋就越发是得到神的赐福和无限的爱。
My listening friend, let me ask you this.
亲爱的朋友，请你答一条问题。
Do you feel that heaven is like brass and you only hear the echoes of your prayers?
你会不会觉得天堂就好像一大块的铜牌那样，你不断的祈祷，但是只能够听到自己祈祷的回音呢？
Do you feel that God is not responding to you?
你会不会觉得神是不理你的祷告呢?
Try praise.
让你去试下赞美祂呢?
And not just once, but develop the life of praise.
不单只是一次的赞美，而是一生的赞美。
All the time, every day, bless the name of Jesus Christ the Lord.
每一日，每一刻，都要赞美主和基督的名字。
Then feel the delight of the Lord toward you.
然后就尽情享受神赐给你的喜乐。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次天路道向再会。